We're Hippie Love Party.
Precise.
Thank you.
How did you find that out? How did you figure that out?
Oh, it doesn't work?
Don't do it. Please. It's COVID.
If you pierce
it's COVID.
It's COVID, you're right. Hold on. Rhinoceros.
Alrighty then. Episode 52.
Yeah.
We can start if you'd like.
Cool.
Alright. Hi, this is River City Sounds, episode 51. I am Cole.
52.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
52. I am Cole.
And I'm Chloe.
And we have with us...
Hippie Love Party.
Hello.
Yeah, we're Hippie Love Party.
So what's y'all's names? You can go around and tell us what you do in the band.
My name is Micah. I'm the bassist and I sing.
I'm Wes. I play the drums and sometimes I might sing. I might.
I'm Brendan and I play guitar and sing.
Very nice. So, what are the origins of the band? How long have you guys been around?
It's kind of complicated. It
goes back to, like...
10th grade.
10th grade.
And we are...
We've about to say, how old are you guys now?
Yeah, we're 19 now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, whoops.
I'm 19, they're 20.
Okay.
I'm
19.
So. We're like,
I turned 20 in August.
He's almost there.
I'm a 01,
there.
I'm a 01 baby.
What's the day?
I'm a 01 baby.
Wait, no.
August 8th?
Right? Yeah.
Okay. August Leo or August Virgo?
August Leo.
But yeah, we started with a really stupid name.
Oh my god.
That we had a bassist. We just didn't like how things were going, so I faked a shoulder injury.
You faked that?
No.
Okay.
I hurt my shoulder. I was like, yeah, I'm kind of done with this.
Brennan did fake that.
And then after I like healed, I hit up Wes, and we just started jamming again. And we went through like 3 different bassists, something like that.
And then I had like a light bulb moment, and I was like, I know this guy. I used to go to middle school with him, and he's always been in music and shit. Like, I remember he actually kind of got me into... You don't know that, but you taught me the Nirvana fucking Smells Like Teen Spirit intro on fucking in Mrs. Goodwin's class. You taught me that shit on like and then it kind of got me into drumming and anyway.
Yeah, me and Wesley go back to 7th grade and we literally used to be the kids freestyling at lunch, beating on the table.
I could beatbox.
Pissing everyone off.
They made me do that. They would hold me at gunpoint.
And me and him started chilling again after like a year. We had went to high school and didn't really chill like that. And then they had the band and I knew about the band. And I jammed with them outside of the band. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
So we've had this lineup for like a year now.
Okay.
Just about.
How long's the band name been around? Hippie Love Party.
So that's been around for like two and a half years, and it started out kind of like straightforward because we were a psych band, but now it's supposed to be more like ironic because we do kind of emo stuff.
Okay. So you were originally more of like a psychedelic jam band.
Oh, yeah, like Ty Segall.
Okay, that's okay. I wouldn't consider that more of a hit. Like, I don't know. That doesn't vibe as much as. Let me cut all that. So what I'm saying is basically that still sounds more in the vein of what you're doing now than as what we initially thought.
Just some like fuzzy psych. We did that and then we went like really Midwest emo and now we're kind of like hard rock emo.
Yeah, a little mathy, definitely, for sure.
Yeah, we have a lot of influences, but we like being able to swap genres and like kind of fusion it out as long as it's got the same like vibe or feeling.
We're not doing as much of that now, just with the EP we're working on, but in the future we'll probably do something else.
Yeah, we're trying to like color code our music, like get it organized so it, you know, it sounds good together and like one thing, so people don't like listen to like a song on our EP and they're like, oh, this is weird, I don't like it, and then never listen to the rest of it. You know what I mean?
It would be very interesting once this EP comes out, like the difference from the first EP to this one.
Yeah,
because the first one it's clean Midwesty stuff with fuzzy psych stuff like on the back end, kind of like mixed in.
Do like half and half, basically.
Yeah, and this one would be more straightforward. I just want to do more math.
I feel like a lot more melodic in a way.
Yeah, it feels Brendan, like we planned it way more than.
Brendan got really creative with the riffs.
We have this one song called "I'm Not Gonna Let These Soap Operas Ruin My Life." It's like 6.5 minutes long and we made it a point to like change time every
as often as you could.
So it has like 27 time signature changes.
Oh, shit.
We don't play it.
Yeah, that was the first song I learned.
That's actually funny. Like, by the way, my grandma tested. Named that. She was telling us a story and my grandma was like close to senile and she said that and it was like ding 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 ding.
She's pretty there.
Yeah, she close. I said close to senile. She's still there. She's gripping. She's hanging on, but that's good. God bless her. Okay, so yeah, but when we got Mike in the band, we were like, We were like, yeah, we're just gonna make them learn this. we're just gonna drop this on.
I mean, that's a good way. Just new practice by
and
fire.
He did
the
it.
Hardest.
And yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing is, he did it.
That's what you're saying. Prolific. He can
yeah.
Do it. Let's do it.
I feel like I just now recently became a bassist. Mm. After playing bass, like for my first band, I played bass, but like I was a guitarist. I was kind of the kid that got stuck in the bass position in my old band. And so when I joined here, I was kind of like still like
trying to
figure it out. Mm-hmm. But like since we like started jamming together like pretty much like every week for a year, even you know more days in a week sometimes, mm-hmm. like we kind of gelled a bit, mm-hmm. and I feel like we have a really good chemistry. And
sometimes we fight sometimes.
We fight, guys. We have to come out and say we fight.
But like our problem trying to pick what song to play last is like we have so many like. We just forget them, and we don't know what we remember, because we work on them for a little bit, and then we just kind of, like, let them sit. We all have ADHD, so we just can't get shit done.
Yeah.
We used to, like, do the TikTok thing a lot, just, like, put out a lot of content and see what stuck. And there was this one song that blew up and got, like, 100,000 views, whatever, so we were like, okay, let's work on that. And we did it, and we finished it, and it was cool. And then we just kind of like forgot about it and moved on to the next thing.
And there was also two versions. The one that initially blew up was the demo version.
Yeah.
And that was with the previous bassist. Mm-hmm. And then I joined and we re-recorded it. And we kind of quickly after recording that EP started developing the new stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we just wanted to get it done. Like we had taken a lot of time to record.
And that caused some tension when we were recording that because... we had this like okay we're just trying to get it done mindset, and Micah had just joined the band and he does
let it be known
he does mixes. Like solo stuff like his own stuff.
I go by Havens and stuff, but I engineer and I mix and everything. So when I joined the band I was one to mix and engineer, but I had personal stuff going on, so there was a little tension,
miscommunication there for real.
So we ended up getting Ethan Twitty
to do it
to
for
mix
us.
It for us and
shout
master.
Out Ethan Twitty.
Shout out Rockstar Killer, dude.
Yeah,
he lives out in Norfolk. He's not like local. I don't know if that's local. It's kind
of
local.
Have you had any out of town people on the podcast before? Or is it mostly just Richmond?
Mostly Richmond. We have had a couple who are coming from out of town. You might be the farthest so far.
Yeah.
Did you know we were out of town, or did we trick you?
I honestly don't remember, honestly, because like we book these things like sometimes 6 months out in advance. Yeah. And like I was saying to her, like when we booked you guys, like I asked for references, but I usually don't do my homework until about. A week out or so.
Yeah.
So we were like, okay, we have a 6-party person coming here with a jam band, a bunch of white dudes with dreads, basically. So like, it was before, like a week ago, I was like looking at them like, so I'm 3 of these guys. Oh, this would be a lot easier than I thought.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect with hippie love party, but
I'm
a big...
I kind of like that. We were thinking about changing it, but we like that it's...
We love that it's weird. We had this guy review our stuff recently, and he said it like pretty well, that we don't... Our name isn't like supposed to mean anything like literally, but it's more like we're not hippie in nature, but we're not hippie in style. We're hippie in nature. We just kind of do what makes us happy. Yeah.
Or is that punk?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Or is that punk?
Or is that punk? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a big fan of like Midwest emo, so I was very happy about it. On that level, what would you say your all's like influences are?
Can I start?
We gotta do this.
Okay. I was really big into like OCs and Ty Segall. Those were like the first bands that I was like.
I fucking love. Really what is the the Shark EP he did with what's his name?
Oh yeah.
Was you it, know what I'm talking about?
Was it like a White Fence thing or?
Keep talking.
my favorite album still is Orc by OCs, but with the Midwest emo stuff, I really like Cap'n Jazz, Algernon. That band.
Codwalker.
Yeah.
Reverse Shark Attack.
Ah, I've heard of it.
Dude, Reverse Shark Attack's fucking dope. Go listen to that one, I would suggest.
But yeah, Cap'n Jazz, Algernon, Codwalader.
Something.
And then Wes kind of got me into like the more mainstream stuff, like Mom Jeans and all that. So that was my entry point. And then I just kind of went down the rabbit hole. So like everything. And then now I'm more into mathy stuff, like Hella. By the End of Tonight and Terra Milos. They're cool. But
generator.
We have a show set up for like next month with Tim Kinsella from Captain Jazz, like his solo stuff. We're very excited for that because that's like a big thing. Ooh. For me at least. They're one of my favorite bands. Yeah, we hate
them. No. On to me? Okay, so I should have been thinking, shouldn't I?
I was going to say, for the project too, but what about for your specific instrument as well? Is there anything?
Oh, like either one?
Yeah. Either or.
Oh, yeah. So starting with bands, I think, you know, I really was into, like, growing up, my mom, like, listened to The Used around me a ton.
Who?
And, like, The Used.
Oh, The Used. Okay,
yeah. So, yeah, she had it on her, like, mixes. Like, your like Pretty Handsome Opera. Out. Yeah, like, Pretty Handsome. Like, I'd be, like, seven and be like, I'd be eating ramen. They're like, why is this guy screaming? I didn't, like, understand it. I kind of jumped in there. But I remember the first thing, music-wise, that I ever, like, got into was I was playing Xbox 360, I was playing Halo, and I look at my Xbox like music section, and there's this burned CD into my Xbox of ADTR's Homesick album, I Did Remember. Man, I blasted. The first song I played was You Already Know What You Are, and it's like the hardest one on that fucking album. It's like a minute long of just like a breakdown. Like, and I played that shit back like 12 times, and I was like, this fucks. Like, I love this. And my drumming is like inspired by Alex Shelnut, drummer from ADTR. He does a lot of syncopated 16s over like the easy core beat, and I love that. Main drum influence, Chris Adler. He's like Lamb of God. He's like my boy.
You self-taught, or did you ever take lessons or anything?
Yeah,
he doesn't even have a drum kit.
I'm self-taught. Okay. So I
just breakables.
Yeah. So I started on an e-kit actually. Okay. Grew up playing like Rock Band.
I mean, same. It was my introduction to music, but it definitely was something that helped me a lot.
Yeah, it didn't start me, but I just grew up playing the game because I liked the game. But I'm avid gamer, so. Yeah,
you only play Apex Legends.
Shut the hell up. But my main influences now are probably like Origami Angel, probably still Used, Lamb of God still, and you know, I love Mom Jeans and all that like kind of like poppy emo shit.
I forgot to mention Remo Drive.
Oh like my god, favorite. Remo Drive. Yeah, no, dude, I kind of steal his beat, but I'm not telling you where. But yeah, that's on to you, Micah.
Don't say Jay.
I know you can't. You can't say Jank.
I don't even know who that is.
Who's Jank?
Mine, pretty much for like overall my music and bass, is like Kevin Parker from Tame Impala. Okay. Probably.
Did you know it's just one dude?
No, I didn't. But no.
I didn't.
Like me starting to make music and everything was pretty much just like building as much gear as I could from any money I got and doing it in my bedroom.
Gear's a pain in the ass, bro.
Yeah, it is.
Like I said, most of the stuff is secondhand from the garbage.
Yeah,
so.
Dude.
Yeah, so it's like
how it should it, be.
That came in, Tame Impala, Kevin Parker from Tame Impala, him being kind of that same way. It's just like either being in a basement in a pub, or like not pub, but like a bar, or fuck his bedroom, recording a whole album in the bedroom is very inspiring for me. And I'd say John Frusciante.
Oh, hell yeah. I love his
solo music.
Oh my god, yes. Usually just a t-shirt?
Yes.
Oh my god, yes. It's so fucking weird. I love it so much.
I fucking, yes.
And that was a huge inspiration to me. It was one of those albums where like I was recording my first like solo stuff, which is just kind of like very weird and lo-fi and stuff. And then like as I was finishing it, I found that album along with some others that was like, this is what I should have listened to as I was making it.
Untitled 11 was my favorite.
Okay,
my first favorite song by him.
I guess you're kind of talking about it, but what's y'all's songwriting process like?
Weird.
And then also, what are your songs about?
Oh.
Okay.
Which one?
Start with the first question.
Okay.
Because you kind of already answered the first one. A little easier to summarize.
A lot of the stuff that we played today and like the stuff that's going to be on the next EP were just like little riffs that we came up with and expanded on.
I feel like the majority of our set, like the new EP stuff, they came together pretty quickly and just like fell in place.
A lot of the stuff when it like when we just kind of like understand it, it'll fall into place and we hear all the hits we need to hit and like, but yeah, it's kind of like a trickle down. Like we'll get like a video of fucking Brendan playing. Say like it doesn't always happen this way, but. Simply, maybe it'll happen that way, but you get an idea, you go into practice, you play it out.
And sometimes it can be slow as well.
Yeah, it really takes, varies. It takes a lot of time.
Sometimes there's songs that maybe Brendan's really interested in Mia West, or like,
we just don't hear
and
anything.
And then it later on becomes one of our favorite songs to play.
Facts.
That's what happened with Jinkies.
And facts.
You didn't fuck with Jinkies?
Well, it was hard.
We kind of just
we were shit. Scared. We were scared.
But it ended up becoming one of my favorite songs to perform.
We played it one night at a show here in Richmond, actually, our first Richmond show.
And the first time
we played it. Our favorite show ever. We played in a basement, sweaty basement. Oh, shit. Okay, sorry, I'm spoiling.
You can answer the question.
Sweaty basement.
We don't have to answer it.
Anyways, our songwriting, stressful, but I feel like we get it done.
I like writing whole songs because I just like piecing them together like a little puzzle. It's fun. I'll do that a lot, and I'll bring them, like, whole songs and just, like, dump them in front of them, and it's, like, just too much, and it just doesn't work.
Sometimes we'll, like, chop the edges or, like, tweak a few things. I remember for Shell, like, I wrote some of L. Like, I remember I wrote the solo. Don't nod your head, because I wrote the solo we bit.
No, I did that.
Back in Grin Patch. Or I rearranged all your,
you arranged these parts. Notes.
Okay. But yeah, it's just like we rearrange stuff and pick it around. But
so
moving on.
Yeah, I was gonna say we kind of touched on it earlier. So what was your introduction to Richmond, basically? You said your first show. What was that like? How'd you get that?
Wait, we have to acknowledge they're not from Richmond.
Yes,
can I go back a little bit?
Sure.
Paint us a picture. Okay, well we're from Virginia Beach.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But my introduction to Richmond was, I think I just came up here to visit, like, a family member or something who lives, like, right outside, and I stopped at Vinyl Conflict. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So that was my, like, very first introduction when I was, like, 13. But recently we've been coming back a lot more since we played that show at just a little house, like, in the basement.
Over, like, East Main Street. Yeah. It's not even far.
It was on campus, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
It was super close to...
But, yeah, one of the bands local to us, I guess they have some friends out here, and we'd played with them a few times back home, and they were like, hey, come out to Richmond to play this Halloween show, and it was a lot of fun. It was really cool.
Let it be known that was my first time in Richmond, like,
ever?
Like yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, I don't go here often.
I think, for me, me and my my girlfriend, we had came up here to see Suicide Boys at the racetrack, I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was like October of last year, and we like had an Airbnb and we had this nice stay and we went and shopped and got to see the city a bit. Yeah. And that's kind of like, for me, that's what did it for me. I instantly was like, this is like the type of environment I want to be in.
Yeah.
It's inspiring to me at least.
It is really different, but it's not like a bad difference.
Okay, I don't, so we backtrack, but now I want to track forward.
Do whatever you
mildly
want to do.
Backtrack.
Get us on board.
What's the music scene like in Virginia Beach?
It's kind of dead right now.
It's never really been.
I don't know.
Is it still pay to play?
No.
So we had this one collective, get us on.
Oh yeah, BTG.
They
were cool. They're on hiatus now, but
they were like this. Like they would pay us sometimes. It was cool.
No, they paid us
like,
all the time.
I mean, except that one show, but
they probably probably hired. I don't know.
Well, it's like our first shows were just like what people asking us.
Yeah,
we posted a lot on Instagram and we had like a decent following.
We tried to up our social media before we really got out there because we wanted to like get out there and then post.
And
the
we
stuff
made
we
sure
did.
We had everything like pretty tight before we started playing shows.
It was pretty cool.
That's a really good idea.
So it went well. We just like post impressive things.
Impressive.
People will be like, oh, cool, let's play a show with them.
I remember the first thing that kind of like went viral once I started the band is we had, once I got in the band, his parents had ordered Why Not while we're at band practice. And we were recording.
This is so funny.
The delivery driver came up and he was like, we're jamming, we're in the garage. And we asked if he wanted to play.
This is still on our TikTok, by the way.
Yeah, and he was like, okay. And he put the guitar on, and we literally jammed with him.
He just, like, he just, like, walked up. He was, like, this hunky-dory guy. He was a nice guy, but, like, he didn't look like he was packing the shit he was playing. You know what I mean? Like, he came in. He was like, fuck it, I'll play. And he puts on the guitar, and I should have known, by the way, he put the guitar on. He just fucking threw it on.
Yeah.
And then he goes, bow, da, 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 he starts hitting this, like, Slayer intro, and then he just fucking is going to town, like, tremolo, it's, 16s,
it's
like.
It's really interesting what blows up, because we had been trying
very oh my hard God. Up until that point yeah. to, like, try to get some sort get of some traction. Sort of
following and, like, show off what we were doing, because we are, like, proud of what we do and what we write.
And I'll probably...
And none of it really... got anywhere, and then we just post some like silly shit,
and it got what like 100k or something.
It's like it's like kind of backhanded,
250
because you try so hard to like put out stuff you want to blow up, and then you do this dumb fucking video, and it like gets all these views, and all these people are here for no reason. So like that's it's because they'll be like, oh, this is just a silly guy doing silly things, and then they like the next video comes out, it's like,
oh, you guys just, are yeah.
you guys
plus,
are playing
plus the TikTok music, the whole TikTok and music marketing thing that's going on right.
I don't like it.
It makes it really oversaturated, so it can be hard.
Huh? Welcome to Chloe's Corner.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you for being here. We heard August Leo, Sagittarius, and
Capricorn.
Okay.
Yeah. January.
What's our competitor?
What does that mean? What does that mean? Does that mean we're gonna blow up?
Like, I like all three of these signs.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a Cancer rising, but my roommate thinks I'm a Cap rising. So
I think you're just keeping that a secret until they like finally blow up. They're like, I knew you were a fucking Cap, and you're like,
my entire family
I'm
didn't
Sagittarius
even know it's Cancer
rising. I think.
You think you're Sagittarius? I'd have to check. Oh, I deleted the app.
Well, I feel like Cap is very like calculated, and the fact that you do like the mathy stuff like kind of works out. What is your favorite snack?
Oh my fucking God.
I can't even think of.
Besides pretzels.
Can it be a specific snack?
Yeah, dog. Whatever you want.
It should be a specific snack.
It's fucking Smart Food white cheddar popcorn, dude. That shit goes.
That shit is dope.
You ever thought Doritos stuck to your fingers, bro?
Or to the back of your teeth?
Bro, you fucking scrape it, you feel like a goddamn. I'm eating microplastics the whole time because it's fucking processed.
I like going to the Asian food market and just getting random stuff. Sometimes it's like
dude,
really
Pockies
bad.
Are high chew, dude.
Eh.
Oh my God.
High chew. Eh.
What do you mean?
Childish.
What do you mean? Turtleish? Fuck you.
I think mine is kind of like, I'm cool with chips. Like,
chips?
I, like chips, like
chips?
I like a good chips. Barbecue flavor.
Oh yeah. Hell no!
I was
you're
big
crazy.
In this
I am crazy,
for a
but
minute,
Toblerone is the best candy.
In okay, my it's
opinion.
Fire.
Okay, I
I'm
love Toblerone, but also my girlfriend, she's really healthy. She's pescatarian, so she would.
I thought you were lying.
No.
Then, wait.
What?
When we went to the sushi restaurant. Oh wait. What if later? Later, we go there.
Anyways.
Come on,
but so
guys.
I say. There's Lox. It's not really a snack, but it kind of is.
So good.
Bussin'.
Very good.
Yeah.
I saw Fred Armisen last week.
Oh, that's
sick.
And I got to shake his hand, and he told me I
was
funny.
Was he DJing in a storage container?
No, I did not see that. Not necessarily. I just have one last question.
Sure, go for it.
Sure.
What is your favorite show that you've ever played?
Richmond.
Either the one we talked about here, or... We did one with some friends from our label, Trash Tape Records. They're great people, really cool. And they came up from North Carolina to just like a shitty little local venue near us.
The Piss House. Or the Riff House, sorry.
And
just never get a show.
They're like, no, we heard you, bitch.
We have a show there this Thursday.
Hippie bitch party.
But we just played with them, and it was a lot of fun. Like, because they knew the songs, mm-hmm. and a lot of local people are just going out like, oh, let's go see a band tonight. But they actually, like, knew us and liked us. So it was fun. We, like, brought them up on stage and did all that stuff, and it was just cool.
They
I like
sang
that a
some
lot.
Of our songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was cool. Yeah.
So that's your most recent upcoming show that will be happening?
Yeah, on Thursday. And then, okay.
What are we doing again?
Solo.
Then,
solo show.
My show for my solo, my music, it is he's helping me out with guitar.
You're kicking out again.
Yeah.
I'm getting salty.
With my friend Evan and Connor, and that's on
Evan
Friday.
Is such a good drummer.
Okay.
back here, a local Batman. Gravel
sitting
back
in the front.
But yeah, so it's like we have the show. Our show, the HLP show, and then we have my show the next day on Friday.
And then we got another show on the 30th or 31st with the same people from North Carolina
okay.
from the label.
So where's that going to be at?
Maybe my back. They've been trying really hard to find a venue, so maybe just my back.
It's been kind of rough.
Okay.
Because, like, people, like, I don't know if we said it, but BTG is on hiatus, and, like, people just, like, aren't playing shows. It's weird.
And a lot of the venues.
I was going to say, in a lot of the shows that are getting thrown out there, unless it's, like, thrown by something like lava.
Yeah.
Unless it's them, like, it's very open mic-y.
Yeah,
it's like, come out and play if you want. It's like, no, we want to get put on the venue, you know what I mean? Like,
big promoters, and then
there's small ones.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think a cool show we played, good to mention, is that fucking 16th Street one at FFX Theater.
It was interesting.
It was a really cool place.
It was like one at Toast, though.
Game show type thing.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird. It was like, think of like a 50s, 60s, like, fucking swing lounge, right? And like, modernize it and get, like, put LED lights everywhere. And,
there was
like,
no
there's
room
like this
to
like
mosh. It
big
was just
fat
couches
stage,
all
yeah.
over.
And it was a battle of the bands. They put us on first. Yeah. Everything was,
and we
like,
got
the mixing
shit
was shit
on.
At
yeah.
first. And then after us, a bunch of like blues guys and like just country classic rock guys went on and like,
and then this
did
six
some flashy
piece came,
stuff.
Yeah,
and
did some. This six piece came on and the guitarist knew how to do the pentatonic really well, and then yeah. he just soloed his hearts out, and all the old drunk white
it
guys
was,
were like, "God damn, I ain't heard nothing better than that." And Skinner when they came back here and fucking.
We was sitting in the back of the venue holding hands and shit. Like it was American.
We need this. Oh, because the prize was studio time
yeah,
and money.
Like
we needed
bucks.
That.
But it was kind of fucked because we had our friends come out and they like saw us, they were hype, and then they left, and then later on they're like,
they,
okay,
they weren't there to vote.
Okay, now you need to vote.
They weren't there to vote, dude.
Yeah.
So
I sent my dad the link and he voted
like
8 times.
Fuck, we gotta stay. Fuck that.
And it was like a 4-hour show,
yes. And it was long, dude. It was rigged. But anyways, fuck, venue was cool.
So do you guys have any band goals for the rest of the year?
Band goals.
Finish the EP.
Yep.
Yes.
And that's you said mostly self-recorded.
We're looking at two separate spots. One is this crazy old dude,
and Smithfield,
and yeah, in the middle of nowhere. And then there's another one that's like a little more expensive, not too expensive, but it's looking like kind of professional.
The drummer for his solo stuff. We
yeah.
might try it at his house
because
he has
pretty
a
good,
really
good
big
setup.
Area
setup.
Space.
So we might try self produce, but there were some things we weren't happy with on the last EP, mm-hmm. and we just want to sound more like professional and yeah. like hit a little harder
and not
and
like
we don't know
ears.
If we'll be able to do that. Well, it didn't.
Some of the
it
sounds
hurt.
Were a little loud.
You just hate me.
All right, well, I appreciate you guys being on.
I appreciate it.
Again, endearing.
Where can we stream your music?
Yeah, where can we find
oh
your music?
Oh my
yeah,
god.
Thank
okay,
you.
So Hippie Love Party. On it's IE, not Y.
Not Y.
It's spelled correctly.
Thing.
Yeah, correctly.
Y.
We've had people mess
it. Is not real.
We've had people mess it up before. But
not
if you love Party on all streaming platforms, we got some like
that's
weird
real.
Demos and stuff on Bandcamp too, like older stuff.
Okay. Some of them are solo projects.
Me, I have a solo project, Smiling Houses. I have a little EP and a single, and I'm working on an album now. And then
I go by Havens. That's my Instagram. That's everything else. And I'm working on an album as well, and dropping some singles. So.
And we're all on Instagram, just under our respective
I stream
names.
Apex Legends
so
Friday
no,
nights. Grinding into diamond. All right.
Well, appreciate you guys being out. This is River City Sounds, episode 52. I'm Cole.
I'm Chloe.
We're Hippie Love Party.
There you go.
Wow. I didn't say it. Can we do it again now? Thank you.